Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging up and thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Grady, author of Rebuilding the Brand. Also, Five Kick-Ass Strategies Every Business Needs, which is chapter nine of that book, is what we're working out of right now. His strategy number five, merge and acquire. We're talking about finding opportunities out there, folks, to grow your business. You know, it's ironic. I keep coming back to Chinese wisdom to talk about this Chinese coronavirus implications, Rob. But the two characters that make up a crisis is danger and opportunity, right? They both represent mm-hmm. danger and opportunity. That's how you spell crisis in Chinese, and so everything that's coming at you, you know, your first reaction is going to be, oh my God, and then you know, you should maybe blink your eyes and take another look at it and say, how can I turn that into a boy howdy, right? And so possibly the way to think about this is not how do I just get my business back on track, but maybe how do I blend it with something else, somebody else out there? And there's many different ways to do that as there are people, aren't there?
Yeah. You were talking earlier about buying up a competitor or for the customer list and things like that. We talk about that in terms of horizontal integration. You're buying up someone at the same level in the distribution channel, but there's also opportunities for vertical integration, meaning you buy up either one of your suppliers or you buy up one of your customers. Let's say you're a distributor of pipe, valves, and fittings. Well, you might want to buy up one of your actual customers, a plumbing supply company, a retailer, and build your business that way. The one thing I really wanted to talk about with you, though, Jim, is the approach and the different ways to find those companies. A lot of business managers are often, hey, I'm too busy. I can't go looking for merger and acquisition. I don't know how to start. So I look at it as being like three different approaches. You can have the passive approach, meaning waiting for somebody to come to you. You can be a little bit more aggressive and look for contacts among your customers or suppliers. Talk to your suppliers and say, who do you know that might be available or might be interested? What do you know about this guy or that guy? Or you can find out using an outsource like a consultant or an attorney or investment bankers or something and looking for specific types of companies. Frankly, that's going to yield the most reward, but, of course, it's also the most expensive.
Well, and one of the advantages of having somebody else make the contact is it keeps you blind. It keeps you it makes the approach anonymous.
Exactly. I've done, but nonetheless, as a consultant, I do that a lot for my clients, and I retain that anonymity with my client.
I've done that too.
Nothing moves forward until you actually get the two CEOs or the two chief mucky mucks involved very quickly. And that's important because they need to set, first of all, you're going to need to trade a lot of confidential information.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do that unless you have the trust of the other party. And so establishing that trust early on is I think, of key importance. There's one other really important thing that I want to touch on, Jim, and that is the culture. According to a Harvard Business Review report that I cite in my book, the biggest reason mergers or acquisitions fail is because of the culture. If you've got a laissez-faire culture in one company and a my way or the highway culture in another, the two are not going to mix very well.
Especially when you put the two people together.
Exactly.
And the customers may not like it either.
Exactly. They're going to notice it. I mean, you're going to have one company might be very service-oriented. The other one might be very low price oriented. Well, those two are not going to likely mix very well. The customers who are used to good service are going to be delighted with the low price, but they're going to be upset because the service may lag.
Right.
And the others who are used to low price are going to be upset because their prices went up, even though the service improved. You have to really look at it both ways.
And the values, if you're going to merge and work together, this is the classic partnership challenge of the values of the two partners, the two or three or four, whatever partners. There's something about your personal values that become a big part of any partnership. So you got to pay attention to that. But if you're selling out, you don't have to like the other person. I mean, it's handy if you do, but if you got a serious prospect for your business, unless you're planning on staying on for a year or two or whatever, which sometimes people do, you don't have to like them.
Exactly. Even if you have to stay on for a year or two, I'll use the example, the acupuncturist that I had. He was asked to stay on for a couple of years, but he sold to a competitor, and they're basically nasty people. And he stayed on for a year and did what they asked him, but they stopped asking him fairly quickly because his philosophy was much more.
Nine out of ten workouts that I know about last about 90 days instead of 2 years. most of them,
exactly,
they don't last that long.
Exactly.
Hey, Rob, and good advice, good information. I need your website, please.
Oh, it's my name, Robert Grady, and it's spelled G-R-E-D-E, just robertgrady.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, I look forward to talking to you again.
We'll see you next time. Robert Grady, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.